Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Darogi. This week, The Old Observatory on the Hill by Jay Federley. The silhouette of the old observatory sits like the skull of a sparrow atop the dark hill. A copper dome caps its brick tower, the copper chewed to turquoise by verdigris. Thorny vines entangle the steps, inching inside through open windows. The front door hangs by a single hinge. For 50 years, Albert and Dorothea were the observatory's only residents. Day after day, Albert observed the universe through his telescope and took notes about the stars to mail to men he would never meet. Dorothea kept the garden, though whenever it rained she stayed inside, painting roses along the white walls of the spiraling stairwell. Every morning, the pair shared their plans for the day over black tea, a strong Darjeeling. Every evening, over something floral, chamomile, or lavender, Albert reported on his stars, and Dorothea reported on her flowers, and they retired together in the same small bed. Then, one especially cold winter, as frost whispered into Dorothea's garden, a new kind of chill crept into her bones. She started waking up later. She started going to bed earlier. Her breaths grew thinner. Her veins grew bluer. No matter how well Albert made the tea, her fingers wouldn't warm. By spring, she was gone. After Dorothea's death, night after night, Albert went to the tower alone. He pressed the cold metal of the telescope's eyepiece to his brow and cheekbone, and he watched the moon. His notes became strange and haunting. "Grief lives on the moon," he wrote. Dorothea said this as she lay dying, but the moon is made of salt. It is so dry it would crunch underfoot like snow. Nothing can grow there. If grief tried to live on the moon, grief would wither. No, the moon is nothing but salt, and nobody lives there at all. Most say Albert perished in the tower, dead of a broken heart. However, some claim that his final set of notes described a dream that changed his fate. In the dream, as Albert climbed the spiraling stairwell once again, he found Dorothea's roses were no longer paint, but real, and velvety and warm. He plucked one and held it to his cheek as he ascended, crushed the petals to his nose. It smelled like Dorothea's pillow. When he came to his telescope and looked through, standing on the moon, was a woman in a turquoise dress. Copper bracelets gleamed on her wrists. Her feet were bare. Her back was turned. Albert called to her. Though she tipped her head as if to listen, she could not seem to tell where he was. After this dream, the story goes, Albert buried his teacup in Dorothea's garden, packed a suitcase, and left. The observatory's current state is evidence he never returned. However, though Albert's final notes have never surfaced and the location of his old home is remote, the observatory has nonetheless received visitors. Among them, a few claim the following is true. Sneak into the observatory ruins when the moon is full, and make your way up the winding stairs. There you'll find an antique telescope still affixed to the floor. The wind will whistle through gaps between the copper cladding, rattling the skeletal frame of the dome. But keep your courage. Press your eye to the cold metal. You will, impossibly, see two figures having tea on the moon. The first, a woman in a turquoise dress, gestures at the circle of jasmine blooming at her feet. The second, a man in a velvety black suit, adjusts the red flower in his lapel, nodding along as steam from their cups curls into the stars. This has been The Old Observatory on the Hill. Written by Jay Federley. Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. Have an audiobook or documentary that needs the perfect voice? I'd love to help bring your project to life. Just follow the tap link in the show notes to connect with me. And let's make something amazing together.